Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, a podcast about jiu-jitsu and so much more. I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
A first degree.
That's right.
Ooh. And I'm Jennifer Risser, a black belt full of nonsense and tomfoolery. If you haven't been around for a bit, Jen Eads is on sabbatical, but I'm sure that our handling of the podcast will drive her back at some point or another.
She's like, all right, enough of you too.
Enough of you guys being disorganized. Because you know who keeps track of when to do a podcast? It's probably Jen.
Yeah.
Right? You and I just keep being like, shoot, we're supposed to do a podcast.
So if this is coming a little late in your feed, we are sorry.
Oh, it's definitely coming a little late in your feed.
Yes.
We're recording this on Sunday. It should have been up Thursday.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
Oopsies. Sorry about it.
But to be fair, we did just have our camp, so we've been a little busy.
Yeah, our 10-year reunion indie base camp in the books.
Our best camp yet.
How'd it go?
I think it went great. I do think it was our best one yet. I think we, you know, our camps for the past few years before this have kind of had the same formula, and a lot of camps are based on that formula because I've done some coaching with them.
Humble brag.
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
no, it's true.
We're all in this together, right?
Yeah, so rising tide.
That's right. So this year we kind of wanted to mix up what camp looked like, and we didn't like completely change it. We still had multiple black belt women instructing, but we added some more live time and some black belt panels, and so we added a new party, and you know, so we did some stuff just to kind of mix it up and make it different.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I think there were lots of highlights and maybe no lowlights, other than I had surgery, and so I was only semi-alive for part of it.
Yeah, that was wild, but I was very impressed by how just able you were to be present. Because, like, when you were having surgery, 3 days, 2 days before camp started, I was like, okay, your mom was like, you're staying home. I was like, okay, you're going to hang out in the hotel room with me, and I'm going to do camp, but you did great.
I have too much FOMO. I could be dead and you'd be weekending at Bernie's-ing me. Because, like, I can't. You can just set me up on the stage like usual. Nobody will know.
Like, Richard, you're still here.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, and, you know, like, we've told people in the past, like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come. I hurt my wrist, or I found out I'm pregnant, or, you know, like, all kinds of stuff. And it's like, We've had people come in wheelchairs before because they just had major leg surgery. We've had multiple women come 8 months pregnant.
Pregnant or with a very tiny baby.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, partially because it is about so much more than jiu-jitsu, people come anyway. Like, yeah. You know, even if you can't, like, really train, you'll still get a lot of it. You can still take notes. You can still take videos. So you can still get the jiu-jitsu aspect out of it. But there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the point is the everything else, right? Like, I had somebody ask me, like, have you thought about, like, separating the adults into, like, you know, by skill set or anything like that? And it's like, I hope you learn jiu-jitsu this weekend, but that is not the point.
Yeah.
Right? The point is that big room. The point is the feel. It's the doing warm-ups together. It's the community. It's how cool is this?
Yeah. And, like, I've been to a co-ed camp that had several hundred people at it, and it was, like, separated by white belts in one space and blue belts in another space and purple belts in another. And one, despite the fact that there's several hundred people there, there's, like, 20 women. And so when you separate those 20 women out into the different belt ranks, you never really get the bonding experience. So, I don't know. I like having us all together. I think it did a few things. If you are, like, white and blue belt, you get to see that upper rank and, like, see what you can achieve, right? And then some of the upper ranks really said, you know, it helped me remember, like, what my role in this is, you know, like, why I keep doing it. Like, I might not be a competitor, or I might not really be an instructor, but I'm still a part of this.
Yeah, and I know Chelsea Kim, I'm pretty sure it was Chelsea Kim said something, and somebody else said something, but it was about, like, look at that brown and black belt line grow. Because so many of us have been going to camp since white or blue belt. You know, Danielle Guevara, a lot of us have, like, risen up through the ranks. Like, even just seeing the black belt panel of how many of us there were was awesome to see. I actually don't have a count in my head of how many total we had.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it was...
It's at least 13 that I can think of. Because I'm trying to think. I know we had 11 the night before camp.
Right.
And Sabrina wasn't there the night before. And Christina wasn't there the night before.
Yeah, so at least 13.
But I'm not sure who else wasn't at Thursday. Well, Danielle wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
She was not feeling great, so that's 14.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and look and count. But it's really cool to see just, like, the growth of women's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And so it was Danielle's 10th camp, your 11th, and then obviously mine and Rachel's 12th.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the OGs. Should we make the official announcement right now?
Yeah, why not?
So our first instructor that we are announcing for Camp 2026, which is July 10th through the 12th.
Despite the fact that I keep saying it's June 12th through the 14th or something like that. I think that Vicodin ended the number on my brain. I keep changing the month and the days.
And the day. It is July 10th through the 12th. But we announced Danielle Guevara as our first instructor for that camp.
And we're really excited about that. In the past few years, we've tried to be really intentional about using instructors that are role models. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really cool to go see those big names and that sort of thing. But our experience, at least for our camp, is that people aren't traveling for the big names necessarily. They're traveling for the community and the experience and all those things. And so, you know, sometimes those big names, they don't perform as we might hope. They're sometimes a lot of money. Sometimes they're late.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't, if you've never been to camp before, you don't know what the vibe is. You don't know how different it is. It's different than teaching a seminar to 50 people, right?
Yeah.
And so that's something that we've been really excited about and I think has been going really well. You know, having Sarah Chamberlain, having Wendy Kuhn, like, it's been really cool to see sort of our people teach, you know?
Yeah. Having Elena this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really cool because they're role models. They, like you said, they know the vibe. They know what it's like to be at camp and they participate in everyone else's sessions. You know, sometimes people come in and they're like, I'm here for the couple hours you're paying me for and I'm not a part of the community.
Yep. Unless you pay me for the whole weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I understand, I get it, but also that's just,
that's not what we want.
That's not what we want. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people to be an active part of the community that want to build women's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Elena, like she's running her own women's invitational tournaments to get women more experience in competing. And that's just, it's really cool to see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she just had an event this last weekend. It looks like it went great.
Yeah, we were sad to miss it, but she did great. So, camp went well. This is, I guess, a podcast of a bit of a humble brag, or maybe just a regular brag, I don't know. But kind of a download, too, right? Mm-hmm. Of just sort of how it went. Our black belt panels, I thought, went really, really well. I think people really liked those. So we'll probably keep those next year.
I think so, too. I think that, for me, that was one of my favorite parts. I mean, I always say answering questions is one of my favorite parts of jiu-jitsu. But also, you know, we thought people would ask more technique questions, and that wasn't the case. And I think it's because, like, it's easy to ask your coach technique questions, but you don't really get to ask, you know, like, how do you balance being a mom? How do you, you know,
how do I deal with that bully at my gym?
Yeah. Like, how do hormones affect you? You know, like, all those different things.
Yeah.
Like, weight cutting with...
How do you compete on your period? All those things, I think, are... It's really good to get to ask somebody like that. And frankly, I love just answering questions. Give me a mic. I'm made for this.
Same.
One thing about me is I be yapping.
We both were, like, trying to pass the mic down to somebody else so that we didn't answer all the questions.
I definitely hit a point where I was like, stop answering, let other people answer. But some of our people are more introverted. Like, I am an introvert, but I'm also a lawyer, so I'm paid to yap. And that's how I am. So sometimes I get in that mode.
Yeah, that's, I think it's helpful. I think you have a lot of really great stuff to say. And that's one reason I'm glad to have you on this podcast during Gen Sabbatical, because I do think you're very knowledgeable and you have a lot of really good advice. So,
no, that's sweet. For those that aren't aware, she's my wife, so she has to say that.
I didn't have to say it. It wasn't in the script.
you keep having the script that you never give to me.
So what, aside from camp, though, real fast, since we are talking about next year's dates, we should say we're going to do an exclusive Beauty and the Gee discount code.
Correct.
What is that code?
It's BG, like Beauty and the Gee, BG100. That'll get you $100 off camp. In this moment, I haven't made it expire because people, they listen to podcasts at all sorts of times. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and it's November, maybe give it a try. I don't know. Will I remember to make it expire? Who knows?
So $100 off camp is huge.
Yeah, and that's for the adults. You know, candidly, our kids program, we try to keep really cheap. We do not make money on that next gen situation, and we have to keep it small so that we can keep the ratios right. So we don't usually discount that session because it's so cheap. But for the adults, we're doing $100 off.
Code BG100. Does that matter if it's capital or lowercase?
Doesn't matter.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So now we've kind of downloaded our information or how camp went. What else did we want to talk about?
Well, actually, I mean, I know we said we were done talking about camp, but I actually just wanted to say, you know, one thing that comes out of camp is I a lot of camps, like we go to a fair number of camps. I leave most things like that, you know, inspired and rejuvenated. That's a piece of why going to camp is important to me.
Yeah.
But I, particularly our camp, like I always leave just so inspired and so rejuvenated and really just so thankful. And I think that's my message for this camp is like, I just feel so thankful, you know. I mentioned that I had surgery, and so we pulled on our community more than we ever have before. And they, I cannot tell you how much they showed up. I wish I had a list of every name because I would hate to miss out on names, but like just so many people showed up for us, you know, setting up the mats, setting up the booth, tearing down both of those things, cleaning the mats, flipping the workshop room into the kids' room, registration, like your mom helped, Abby's mom helped, yeah. Your cousin Tina helped, our friend Tina helped. I said I wasn't going to name names, but I named names. But it's just, it's people that don't even do jujitsu that just love us in our lives and just show up for us. And so I'm feeling very grateful for that and grateful for our sponsors. We had a lot of sponsors really provide excellent swag this year. I feel like our swag gets better every year, and last year's swag was crazy.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see that this year's swag go well. Do you want to mention some of those sponsors or all the sponsors?
So from like the swag standpoint, we had Jocko, Defense Soap, and Element, which I always say Elementi, but it is actually pronounced Element.
And Gaidama gave us stickers too.
Yes. Yeah. And so then we had raffles that, you know, everybody got raffle tickets, but you got additional if you donated to the Jillian Center, which is our local women and children's shelter. People who donated to the raffles, Gaidama, several $100 worth of gift certificates.
Gaidama always is so supportive of us. And I just really appreciate that because, you know, Gaidama's made it at this point, right? Like, they're big in jiu-jitsu. Yeah. And for them to keep supporting us, I think it's just really cool. We really appreciate them.
Agreed, agreed.
And, like, that's true of Defense and Element, too. Like, Element and Defense Soap have supported us just for absolute years.
I think Defense Soap has supported us since the very first camp.
Yeah, I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right. And Element has been doing it for several years now.
Yep. Yeah, so thankful for them. Other people that supported or other companies would be Grapple Graphics, Chubbies, the Mighty Dames.
Yeah, Mighty Dames sent several pieces of gear.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Ziegler of Meridian Insurance, and Feral Fam. So all of those people donated to the raffles, which, you know, having stuff at the raffles encourages more women to bring more things for the Jillian Center. So I'm just really thankful to be able to give back in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have two people that just bring so much for the Jillian Center.
I know.
Pamela and Crystal. Like, Pamela was like cackling as she was like dragging this giant hamper of stuff in and like dragging all this stuff in. She was like, I had less people in my car this year so I could bring more.
That's so nice of them.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That's awesome.
We loaded up an entire Jeep Cherokee full of donations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So also shout out to my mom who was able to take that to the shelter for us.
Yeah, shout out to Kelly for that. Also, Mary donated some soap for that, right? Mary Purcell?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if her soap company has a name, but I'm sure it does. But her
probably
soap
it
is
does.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I feel like a jerk that I don't know. Her soap is really fantastic.
Yes.
If we can figure out the name of her soap company, we will add it to the show notes so you guys can look it up. But Mary's friends with both of us on Facebook. She has fantastic soap. We had some really good vendors this year, so that was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I love all of our vendors. We really try to support other small women-owned businesses. You know, Kendra did the photo booth, and she was doing mini sessions, which we also got a mini session.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendra Barrett has been our photographer for several years. She's a brown belt looking down the barrel of black belt.
Yeah.
She did our wedding photos, and she is just a fantastic photographer. So if you get the chance, definitely do a mini session with her. She does a really good job.
Yeah. Lauren McAdam with Jits Hair did braiding.
Is it Jits Hair Don't Care or something like that?
Yeah, Jits Hair Don't Care, yeah.
Yeah, Lauren does a really nice job. She's so fun.
She's so fun. She did my hair. It was so cute.
It was really cute.
I was sad to take it out.
Taking it out was so gross.
Because it's all these strands of fake hair.
With just gel and a couple days of stank on it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Let's see. So Mary also had a booth with her soaps. Mm-hmm. We had Kira with her Color Street.
Yes, the nail polish, which I love.
Yeah.
And then Casey with Vita Jiu-Jitsu Shop.
So. Yeah, she has tons of cute stickers and some other things. She brought, like, blankets this year. She has a really cute fanny pack that she does, like, croc charms, all sorts of things. You should check them all out. They're all fantastic and women-owned businesses.
Yeah. So, in addition to this... Oh, and we had a massage therapist this year.
Oh, the first year. We've been trying to do a massage therapist for absolute years. But one of our newer students, her wife... is a massage therapist. So that was really exciting. And I think it turned out well.
I think it did too. I think everyone really loved having her there. Some of our students were like, I think I found my new massage therapist.
Which is good because we all needed one.
We did. We as a collective fired our old one.
It's a funny thing about camp because I leave camp always like rejuvenated, inspired, and ready to sort of take out the trash, if you will, you know, like ready to purge some things. And it seems like around this time, there's always like, you know, we're cleaning up our lives, right? We're putting our gym back together. We're putting our house back together after it's been in disarray for a month.
Yeah.
And things like that just kind of happen. So it's awesome to have somebody come into our lives like that.
Yeah, agreed. So I think like the overall theme of this podcast is like one that we're very thankful, but also, you know, supporting people who support you or support women's jiu-jitsu. It kind of goes to that like rising tide, right? Like let's all get better together, let's grow together, let's support each other. Like when you're looking for, you know, patches or stickers or something like that, like checking out Casey or, you know, like just things like that where it's like support the companies. When you're looking for hydration packets, look at Element or look at Jocko Fuel. You're looking to buy soaps, you know, buy from Mary or buy from Defense Soap. Just supporting the people that support you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we were texting with somebody about this earlier today, actually, with a friend. You know, when times are hard, when life is hard, like looking around and being thankful for who you have and for the support you have, I think is really important. You know, Elena actually posted a reel, I have no sense of time, but maybe in the last month, where she was talking about, you know, the unsung hero of women's jiu-jitsu is actually the men, the male training partners that train with us and help us grow.
Yeah, they respect us. And yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have so many of those guys at our gym. You know, we have so many men that showed up for us to help us put camp together. They get nothing out of that, right? Like they show up, they work hard, it's hot, it's heavy, it's difficult, and they show up for us just to help us, just to support women's jiu-jitsu. And that's really powerful. Like those are the people that you should, I don't know, be thankful for the people who show up for you. Notice the people who show up for you. You know, sometimes you can feel kind of like, poor me, this person doesn't love me, this person doesn't support me. But like, look around for the people who do, you know, who really, truly do. I think that's really important.
I do too. It really, you know, your brain gives you more of things you think about. So if you're coming from an attitude of gratitude, when you're really looking at the people and being thankful for the ones that support you, I think the world gives you more people that support you and love you.
Absolutely. You know, it can be so easy to just pay attention to sort of the detractors. You know, an example of that is we had like one survey that said a negative thing. I'm not going to share that negative thing because it's hateful. Maybe something we'll address on a future podcast or something like that. But the bottom line is, we got tons of positive surveys, tons of positive feedback, so many messages and conversations of gratitude and how fantastic camp is and how they can't wait to come back. And, you know, sometimes our brains just want us to focus on the negative. It's like, that's one negative comment versus all the good that happened, all the community that we've built, you know? And so I think that's important.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm feeling very thankful, though, and very grateful for our people and our community. I always leave camp better than I entered it. Usually not physically so significantly, but always spiritually. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Another quick thing that I'm grateful for is we raised $3,000 for Alzheimer's research.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. We do several different things throughout camp to raise money, from the lip sync battle to Kendra was doing photos at the booth during the party. Megan did prints that she was selling and all the money went towards it. Rachel does raffles for geese. Like, we do all these different things to raise money, but all of those things combined, and the massage therapist donated a percentage of her. Yeah. So, but yeah, all of that combined.
That made me tear up. That caught me.
Right. Because that wasn't something she had to do. She was just thankful. And she's like, I want to give back in some way, and sent like 10% of her stuff for a donation.
And that's just, that's the rising tide, right? It's like, you know, you and I, we do a small piece where we're like, here, we want to raise money for Alzheimer's research, you know, in Rachel's honor. And Kinder didn't have to do that. Megan didn't have to do that. Shelley didn't have to do that. But they just did, because they're just fantastic people. Yeah. They're just looking for ways to help. And that is just so powerful to me. Like, how cool.
Yep. And those are the kind of people we want to surround ourselves with.
Always.
So I really hope that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you also want to surround yourself with those kind of people. Like, I hope you meet us at camp next year. And if you're not already a part of our community, you become a part of our community and just get to experience just the beauty that is our camp.
Yeah. And I think this could come off like almost arrogant if you don't know us very well. And we don't mean it arrogantly at all. This community was started by AJ, but it is truly built of each person that has joined it. And so we are such a small piece of it. You know, we provide the opportunity for it to exist, but every single person is part of it, yeah. Right? Like,
yeah. It wouldn't exist if it were just me and you.
Yeah. We just provide the opportunity to let people be their magnificent selves, like truly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I think that's a great place to end it. Also, thanks for being patient with us while you waited for this to show up in your feed.
And if you're stalking the Role Model website for gear, we're working on it.
It's a lot of stuff to put back. And the next step is to do inventory.
And then I have to get photos and actually upload the new stuff. We will be doing a rerun of some of the stuff that sold out, like our Phoenix rash guard that we ran this year for the first time is basically sold out. I think we have like a couple of them left.
There's like two kids and I think the one display one left. That's it.
So. Yeah. So we're probably going to rerun that. We might rerun something else. Let us know if there's something you'd really like us to rerun. I know some people have asked for the octopus one, but we'll probably rerun some stuff once we do. So we'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, great. That's our app, yeah?
Yeah, all right. Where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gee Podcast. I'm AJ Klingerman. Everywhere you go, I think including TikTok. Somebody should look me up and tell me if you can find me by just looking up AJ Klingerman.
Probably they can.
Great.
I believe in them.
And you? Where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram. My DMs are so behind. I'm so sorry. Find me or don't. Message AJ if you need me. I'm so sorry. I am the worst at responding to messages, but I love you all.
It's hard sometimes. That's all right.
Yeah. I get behind.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I think that's it.
I never remember how it ends.
I think we say tune in next time and
we'll see you on the mat.
Beauty and the Gee is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.
All right!
First time I've gotten that.
She's hired. She's official.
Jen's going to be like, you guys are the worst. Thanks, Jen. Love you. Goodbye.